are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Lila Diane. Forbidden Dragon. Blogspot.com. The Adventures of Pinocchio by C. Collodi. Translated from the Italian by Carol Della Caessa. Chapter 7. Geppetto returns home and gives his own breakfast to the Marionette. The poor Marionette, who was still half asleep, had not yet found out that his 2 feet were burned and gone. As soon as he heard his father's voice, he jumped up from his seat to open the door. But as he did so, he staggered and fell headlong to the floor. In falling, he made as much noise as a sack of wood falling from the fifth story of a house.
Open the door for me!
Geppetto shouted from the street.
Father, dear father, I can't!
Answered the Marionette in despair, crying and rolling on the floor.
Why can't you?
Because someone has eaten my feet.
And who has eaten them?
The cat,
answered Pinocchio, seeing that little animal busily playing with some shavings in the corner of the room.
Open, I say, repeated Geppetto, or I'll give you a sound whipping when I get in.
Father, believe me, I can't stand up. Oh dear, I shall have to walk on my knees all my life.
Geppetto, thinking that all these tears and cries were only other pranks of the Marionette, climbed up the side of the house and went in through the window. At first, he was very angry, but on seeing Pinocchio stretched out on the floor and really without feet, he felt very sad and sorrowful. Picking him up from the floor, he fondled and caressed him, talking to him while the tears ran down his cheeks.
My little Pinocchio, my dear little Pinocchio, how did you burn your feet?
I don't
in this world, even as children, we must accustom ourselves to eat of everything, for we never know what life may hold in store for us.
You may be right,
answered Pinocchio,
but I will not eat the pears if they are not peeled. I don't like them.
And good old Geppetto took out a knife, peeled the three pears, and put the skins on a row on the table. Pinocchio ate one pear in a twinkling and started to throw the four away. But Geppetto caught his arm.
Oh no! Don't throw it away! Everything in this world may be of some use.
But the poor I will not eat,
cried Pinocchio in an angry tone.
Who knows?
Repeated Geppetto calmly. And later the three pears were placed on the table next to the skins. Pinocchio had eaten the three pears, or rather, devoured them. Then he yawned deeply and wailed.
I'm still hungry.
But I have no more to give you.
Really? Nothing? Nothing?
I have only these three pores and these skins.
Very well. If there is nothing else, I'll eat them.
At first he made a wry face, but one after another the skins and the pores disappeared.
Now I feel fine,
he said after eating the last one.
You see, observed Geppetto, that I was right when I told you that one must not be too fussy and too dainty about food. My dear, we never know what life may have in store for us.
End of chapter 7. Recorded